With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The U.S. military has airlifted a small reactor as President Trump pushes to quickly deploy nuclear power.
For the first time, the Pentagon and the Energy Department airlifted a small nuclear reactor from California to Utah, demonstrating what they say is U.S. potential to quickly deploy nuclear power for military and civilian use. The nearly 700-mile flight transported a 5-megawatt micro-reactor about the size of a minivan without nuclear fuel. Officials say it could help meet skyrocketing demand for power from AI and data centers, as well as for use by the military. Skeptics warn nuclear energy poses risks and say micro-reactors may not be safe or feasible and have not proved they can meet demand for a reasonable price. I'm Julie Walker.
National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says we're looking at a very powerful storm system that's going to be rapidly developing along the East Coast today and tomorrow.
We'll see heavy snow with snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour during the time frame Sunday and Sunday night, as well as very strong winds along the coast especially. The combination of the heavy snow and strong winds is where you're getting those blizzard warnings and where we're expecting those blizzard conditions.
Olympic athlete Aileen Gu has critics in America and in China as well.
American-born skier Aileen Gu's decision to compete for China and her perceived arrogance has drawn widespread criticism from both Americans and Chinese. Critics argue her choice reflects a broader shift toward post-nationalist Olympics while aligning herself with a regime accused of human rights abuses and hostility toward the United States. John Scott reporting.
Israeli airstrikes on eastern Lebanon have killed 8 Hezbollah members. Officials from the terrorist group say 8 of their fighters were killed in the strike near the village of Rayak. This is SRN News. Canada may be expanding assisted suicide again.
The Quebec College of Physicians has released a statement saying that, quote, medical assistance in dying may be an appropriate treatment for infants suffering from extreme pain. The Canadian government has already expanded the assisted suicide option from just those who are terminally ill to those who are chronically ill, and in 2027, it will add those who are mentally ill. Pro-life advocates have warned that once legalized, the procedure always expands. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious people have weighed in on sex change operations for kids. The poll comes from the Public Religion Research Institute and finds that white evangelical Protestants are the group most likely to support state laws barring children from undergoing such procedures in order to live as the opposite sex, a total of 67%. But the numbers drop from there. Only 51% of white mainline Protestants favor bans on child sex operations. This is SRN News. 5 European nations have announced a new program to produce low-cost air defense systems and autonomous drones using Ukrainian expertise hard-won over the past 4 years of the war against Russia. More from correspondent Charles Deledesma.
Friday's initiative of the E5 nations, that's France, Poland, Germany, the UK and Italy, comes as one of many European efforts to bolster defence along their borders, like a drone wall with Russia and Ukraine, to better detect, track and intercept violations of Europe's airspace. Both Moscow and Kyiv have cutting-edge drone warfare capabilities forged in the grim laboratory of war, where battlefield innovations have rewritten modern battle tactics. UK Minister Luke Pollard says nations are investing together in the next generation of air defence and autonomous systems to strengthen NATO's shield. I'm Charles Deledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.